If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I got a health tip for you.
What's that?
Yellow dragon fruit. Apparently it's viral on TikTok. Yellow dragon fruit can promote regular bowel movements and lessen the frustration of constipation. So I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
Thank you. I've never... You know what a dragon fruit is probably, right?
No, but I think I'm going to try it.
Dragon fruit is really horrible to look at. It's very common in Asian countries. When I traveled to Vietnam, they were serving it, and I tried it. It was like, it didn't taste like much. This is a yellow color. It's got like these weird little, it almost looks like prickly ends on the outside of the inside. Just these weird little dark seeds.
I think I'd rather be constipated.
Oh, sounds delicious.
It's because of the fiber. A lot of fruit has fiber and that can help you. I like the way they explained it here. It can increase the weight and size of your stool and soften it, which makes it easier to pass.
Wow. Sounds so pleasurable. Yeah, maybe it's worth loading up just to have that moment.
You don't eat any fruit, so there's really no chance of you consuming it.
Not dragon.
And dragon fruit's a bit exotic for anybody. Yeah, most Americans...
I'm suspicious of most food from that region.
I don't even like the name dragon fruit. It just sounded weird.
Sounds like something you'd die from.
Big story for us today comes from all over the John and Ken listener world. Yes, we're aware of it. And it's going to be hard for people in a certain part of San Francisco to get their Asiago cheese bagel. And why do we say that? Because John Cobalt famously, for many years ago, a complaint that when he went to this particular grocery store, he'd have to go there and line up behind a thin West Side women looking to get their Asiago cheese bagel.
Yes. And Asiago women is like the catch-all term for these fussy, rich, skinny women who are annoying as hell. Oh, but you know, I ran into three of them in one day last weekend. Three of them in one day. Went to a farmer's market. To a fruit stand. My wife wanted to get strawberries. And next to me, a woman goes, are these pesticide free? Are these pesticide free?
Well, sure. She doesn't want to take in toxins.
Exactly that voice. And the guy goes, we're certified, but I don't have any paperwork. All right. They're pesticide free. Okay. Night before at a restaurant, is this dish gluten free? Is the pasta gluten free? And they all have that voice.
But they're not vegans, are they? Because Asiago cheese would not be a
correct.
Vegan thing to eat.
I don't know.
They're not vegans if they're having that cheese.
But they're these fussy people. Then all right, I'm at the deli counter in the grocery store. I swear to God, this all happened within
48
hours.
This might be the whole show.
This could be the whole show. And so I'm standing in the grocery, I'm ordering a regular sandwich, and this woman next to me, she orders something, and the woman goes, okay. And she goes, well, aren't you going to change your gloves?
Oh, I like that.
And the girl looks at her, aren't you going to change your gloves? Well, I said, she said, I just put them on. All I touched is a pencil. Well, aren't you supposed to change them? And everyone is staring at this lady, and she looks around like, what? What did I do? And then she goes, well, I'm ordering for someone who's sick. And the girl glared at her like they just stared at each other for a good 5 seconds. And she
just trying to get good service. You always complain about getting good service.
Oh, and there are germs on that pencil.
Maybe.
I get the feeling you're one of these.
I told you I do when people handle cash and then they go and they'll make my sandwich, I turn around and walk out. Do you know how dirty money is?
Another health tip.
I have done that on several occasions.
I'm sure you have. You're right teetering on the border.
And money can even have cocaine on it, as we found out, right?
Yes. There you go.
It's found on many dollar bills.
Not all bad. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, the reason we're talking about Whole Foods is because just about a year ago, they opened up a giant location, actually calling it a flagship location, in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. And the news today, it's closed. They're insisting, when asked by the media, this is temporary. In fact, the line is, if we feel we can ensure the safety of our team members in the store, we'll evaluate a reopening of our Trinity location. That's called that because it's at Trinity Place in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. Now,
well, it's the, disgusting section of town. That's where they had the open-air drug mall.
Right, right. That's exactly why they've had too much. The company cited deteriorating street conditions around drug use and crime near the store as the driving factors behind the closure.
Well, you know, this is why people can see the truth that San Francisco, the crime is out of control and the living conditions are disgusting. Because this week there was this statistical pushback by the progressive newspapers and by people like Scott Wiener, the idiot representative in San Francisco. Well, you know, crime statistics show. And they tried to focus on murders, you know, are down a little bit. But that's not what people react to. If people are trying to get to the Whole Foods to get their gluten-free, pesticide-free lunch, and they've got these deranged drug addicts leering and screaming at them with foam coming out of their mouths and dripping onto their beards, they think crime is crazy. And they don't want to see your statistics.
But let's make another thing clear with that, what you just said. It doesn't have to be crime. It can be just the quality of life.
Right.
If you're uncomfortable around a bunch of drug addicts stumbling around and foaming at the mouth, it doesn't matter if they don't attack you. You don't want to be there.
Yeah, and
that's why so many people have left that city. Once they got the option to work from somewhere else, they either did that or they just took another job and left.
Because every one of those people might kill you under a different circumstance. So
maybe
they haven't killed anybody that day, but you walk by them and you don't know what's going to happen next. So if you walk enough through San Francisco, you might feel 10, 12, 15 times, oh my God, that guy could kill me. That guy could kill me, right? So by the time you get to Whole Foods to get your pesticide-free lunch, you're a complete nervous wreck. And so, yes, you think crime is out of control because what they're doing used to be a crime. Used to be something the police came and took care of. And I actually read some progressive writer today who said that his fellow progressives probably should knock it off trying to use the statistical argument with people. It's not working. It's just making everybody more angry.
Oh, it's also, you're right. It's got nothing to do with the truth here, that people are not feeling comfortable with the quality of life. And yeah, I'm looking at another chart here of the crime statistics. we have often talked on the show about how some people don't even report the crimes anymore because there doesn't seem to be any consequences to the crime. And this story also mentions that the city is short a number of police officers. But here's the thing. If you tolerate the behavior, doesn't matter if these people don't attack you. The fact that they're there is going to drive you away. You're not going to want to be in a place where there's that many homeless people, where there's that many drug addicts, where it's just not a comfortable place to go. And the Tenderloin has completely become that place. I don't know what Whole Foods was thinking when just a year ago they opened this up.
We
could already see the problems there.
Here's the headline in the Daily Mail. Whole Foods San Francisco shuts after just 1 year because of rampant drug use in the restrooms, violence towards staff, and the theft of all 250 shopping baskets. All 250!
The supervisor for that neighborhood told the Daily Mail that he went there to shop and he was told, no baskets, they've all been stolen. That's San Francisco supervisor Matt Dorsey. He's also the one calling for the hiring of more police officers. He said people were acting out in the store and Whole Foods can no longer guarantee the safety of its employees.
Right.
Acting out.
Right. So that doesn't show up in the crime statistic. But it's a crazy guy not wearing any pants, waving his arms in the air and screaming, threatening people. And you could call the cops, but they're not going to show up. And if they do show up, they're not going to do anything. So no crime on the books. I would think there's thousands of crimes that are unreported or no longer considered crimes anymore.
Nah. All right, when we come back, well, first thing that'll happen is a chance for money. We are continuing to have our inflation compensation contest here on KFI. So a keyword will be revealed, follow the instructions, and maybe you can win the money. And then what about the mayor? The mayor has had a few things to say. San Francisco Mayor London Breed talks out, not about the Whole Foods closure, but about the murders of the Cash App founder Bob Lee. And there was also a vicious attack on a man who used to be a fire commissioner in the city. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Put on new gloves, please. Please put on new gloves.
I get grossed out by just germs on things, okay? It's just one of my things.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I want to put this another way because during the break there was thinking about this and it just frustrates me. A lot of people are talking about San Francisco and quote crime because obviously the stabbing death of this man last week, a wealthy white man from the tech world named Bob Lee, right?
Mm-hmm.
That just vaulted the story to the front of many websites. Then there was a story similar. A ex-fire commissioner by the name of Don Carminani was beaten outside his mother's home by, looks like, a vagrant. Here's the thing, though. Immediately, there's a lot of stories about San Francisco and crime and safety, and this is what sent the progressive media outlets to show the crime stats and say, doesn't look to be the case. It's all a distraction.
Yes.
What we're really talking about, and we just talked about it in the last segment with the Whole Foods, is the whole quality of life is dropping. And also, I pointed out, a lot of people left San Francisco, so there's less people to attack. Mm. So some of the homicide and crime numbers are a little off because there's just less people around.
A lot of people
to be victims. But I think it's all a distraction from the overall appalling sight that you see with the open air, widespread drug use. And you have stores. Remember, was it Walgreens closing because of people stealing stuff off the shelves and stuff like that? And some of these may not be crimes or big crimes, but it's a whole quality of life issue. And it goes back to, remember the broken window theory?
Oh, yeah.
If you tolerate the small stuff, it can get bigger.
Car thefts, burglaries, shoplifting, stratospheric. And people are victimized. I mean, I think like almost half of people in San Francisco have experienced a car break-in?
Yeah, I think that was the number.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, people are going to think San Francisco's crime-ridden because it is. If you have this many people all agreeing, that means that's the situation. That's the truth. That's the reality. And the progressives are liars because it's their policies that created this hell. So they are going to go to their dying day trying to pretend it's not happening, that you're not seeing what you're seeing, that what you see happening is not really happening. And that's their motivation because their lives, their professional lives are fully invested in destabilizing normal life and they have succeeded and now they're being called on it. It's like, what? No, it's not. Look over here. And by the way, if you have murders going on in bad neighborhoods or homeless people killing homeless people, most of the public and the media doesn't care.
It gets ignored, exactly.
You get a rich guy who's prominent in his profession, Bob Lee, getting stabbed to death in Nancy Pelosi's neighborhood, that's a sign like, uh-oh. You know, you got the fire commissioner getting whacked over the head. Uh-oh. It means something else is going on here. This isn't the usual gang shooting each other up.
So the response from Mayor London Breed, and it's not about the Whole Foods closing, which is really a big story and tells you more about what's going on than these horrible attacks. But she did talk about both the death of Bob Lee and this ex-fire commissioner being hit. His name is Don Carminani. And she's trying to explain, this was last weekend, that these incidents may not be what they appear to be and that they may not be examples of senseless crimes, which is intriguing. Now, the only story we know about is the former fire commissioner, apparently a defense attorney for the man that attacked him, says that the ex-fire commissioner pepper sprayed him first. So he attacked him in self-defense.
Wait, so we're supposed to believe the fire commissioner guy started the trouble. And that there there was no reason for the pepper spraying?
Well, let's listen to the report. This is from KRON Channel 4 reporter Dan Kerman.
Former San Francisco Fire Commissioner Don Carminani have released this video, which they say shows Wednesday night's brutal attack of their client by a man with a metal pipe. Carminani's father says his son suffered a broken jaw in the Marina District attack, which resulted in 50 stitches in his face and surgery to remove a piece of his skull. The suspect, Garrett Doty, now faces multiple charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery with serious bodily injury, and assault with force likely to produce great bodily injury. But the public defender representing Doty says that's not the full story.
Mr. Doty did not start this altercation. That Mr. Carmignani approached Mr. Doty and threatened Mr. Doty and sprayed him with pepper spray.
Any use of pepper spray is not seen in the segment of video Carmignani's attorneys have released. But in a statement from his hospital bed, Carmignani says three homeless men set up an encampment in front of his mother's home that Wednesday morning. He says, my family has had prior interactions with these individuals who have made repeated threats of violence to my family members. As a result, my mother did not feel safe leaving her home. He also says calls that morning to 911 were ignored. And during the day, he says, my mother and girlfriend informed me that these individuals were still in front of her house and had been openly consuming drugs and had exhibited extremely aggressive behavior towards passersby. He says when he arrived at his mother's home that evening and asked them to leave, two of the individuals moved toward me in a threatening manner. The incident culminated with one of the individuals producing a piece of metal and striking me countless times on the head. Carmignani says, as a native San Franciscan and lifelong Marina resident, I firmly believe that the city needs to promote the safety of its law-abiding citizens over those who chose to do drugs and commit violent acts in our streets. I am hopeful that this unfortunate incident will lead to policy changes to better protect the interests of San Francisco residents and that my attackers will be fully prosecuted. Carmignani is expected to make a full recovery.
So the comments from Mayor Breed, which wasn't specific about this, lead you to believe, well, you know, if he sprayed pepper spray in the vagrant first, the vagrant came back at him in self-defense. These stories are not what you think they are. Now, I don't know what the Bob Lee story is. She's also implying that there's something there that's going to shock us.
The pepper spray is the self-defense. He's defending himself, his girlfriend, and his mother.
Again, we go back to the quality of life. They've taken over the area, and you just want them to move, and the next thing you know, he's got a crowbar after you.
They're living in front of the house, doing drugs openly, acting aggressive against two women. And you call 911, and nobody shows up. You call 911 again, and nobody shows up. And then you go to the guys and say, you guys got to get out of here. And then they get menacing and threatening, so you pull the pepper spray to defend yourself. They pull out a crowbar, and their defense attorney, you know, some dirtbag left-wing ACLU reject goes, well, you don't really have the whole story. The fire commissioner was the aggressor here. It's like, screw you and your phony stories. Always playing ping pong. Always trying to bat the story back. Oh, no, no. It was they who... Yeah, that's right. It's the fire commissioner and his mother and girlfriend. They were the bad guys. Not the people living in the tents and doing up drugs and acting crazy. Get out of here. So sick of all the lies and all the BS constantly.
Well, everything is upside down. The vagrants take over the sidewalk in front of your home. They're a disgusting mess. You ask them to move. They get aggressive. You carry now pepper spray because you think it might get out of control. And it did. But just because you used it first before he smashed you with a crowbar makes it not his fault? No. Holy, who started all this?
Yeah, they were threatening. They're living out in public. They're the ones doing the drugs. They're the ones terrorizing his girlfriend and mother.
They're lucky it was only pepper spray they got.
Yeah, right. Next time it's going to be something a little stronger. And it's going to you're going to see it's going to come to that. Eventually, it's going to come to that.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
A reminder, first one of the week, that the Moist Line is finding its way back around in just 3 days to the John and Ken show. So you can still leave a message. Well, you can brand new leave a message for the week using the iHeartRadio app. It's the microphone icon to do that, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. The number is 1-877-664-7886. I'm working on a new idea.
What's that?
We're going to have a new desk. Aren't you excited to have a new desk? We're going to have to work on it.
We haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah. because we're going to be talking about this next hour. It's the Gavin Newsom is not, maybe is running for president desk, something like that, because it's really getting bothersome.
I know. He's getting very aggressive. I think he must have gotten a testosterone injection.
The video went viral. You were talking about this the other day when he was in Florida and they started singing. I think it was He Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Yeah.
And he's in the background clapping along, but everyone says he looks weird and nerdy and strange.
Well, he's a goof. He's not one of these guys that has a natural rhythm.
That's exactly right.
And I say
he's a wonk, and it's going to become clear. I'm like, all right, well, that went viral. That's your first shot, because he took a big trip to the South and he got some media coverage. Just wait till he's actually out there running every day for president. No. You're going to hear this stuff and see this stuff, and you're going to go, who is this fool?
He projects goofball, and he's trying to compensate by being very strong and aggressive, you know, with these insults and these taunts of Ron DeSantis and others and Trump.
Right, and it's all geeky policy crap, right? I'm going to buy a bunch of abortion pills now. That'll show him.
Yeah.
No, nobody's paying attention to this. But he also realized, well, you know, sometimes in these appearances, I've always got my suit and tie on. I got to look like I'm one of the people. So I'll start clapping along here. And it just came out foolish. He doesn't have the Bill Clinton, Obama touch, even the Trump touch, where Trump could really relate to the common guy. He doesn't have any of that. And we know that because he came up rich. His father was connected to the Getty family. He had everything he wanted. And that's how he acts.
Yeah.
Spoiled, slick-haired brat.
Yeah, it is. And so he's trying to create a new persona for himself, because he never acted like this before, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get down with the people here.
Yeah, or this aggressive stuff, this taunting. I'm going to be bold now. I'm going to talk loud and be bold. It's like, you are going to get pilloried. California is such a disaster. Right now, he's shouting about abortion pills. Nobody wants to talk about abortion pills. They want to talk about all the disgusting homeless people that have destroyed San Francisco. That's what people are going to talk about.
So we'll get into this after 2 o'clock, but don't kid yourself. He is running for president. It may not be 2024, but he wants to be ready.
Oh, he's going
to jump out in case Biden says goodbye.
I think
he's going to be one of the big people to run.
He's going to pull Biden's plug.
He could. Right. Supposedly Biden told someone the other day, I'm ready. I'm running.
I don't think that's the real Biden. I think that's a fake Biden they put out there. I think the real Biden's on a machine.
So it's some sort of suit that you can.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that. Remember that movie?
Elaborate disguise.
Remember that movie, Dave, where they put out a body double?
Yeah, a body double. And Putin has a body double. Saddam Hussein had a body double.
I think Biden does, too. And the real Biden's hooked up to tubes. Yeah.
All right. Now this. And it's one of my favorite personal topics. The El Segundo Times trying really hard to explain once again, why did it rain so much this winter? We're supposed to be in a drought, and we're supposed to continue all our stories about how you have to conserve. California's out of control in water use. What happened? It rained too much. Find me some weather people to possibly explain this so we can look like we're not foolish. So the woman that got the assignment is a Grace Tuohy, and the headline is Tuohy. Volcano? Climate change? Bad luck? What's the mystery behind California's epic atmospheric river storms? In this article, they're numbered at 31 that hit the state in a matter of months. John loves the atmospheric river. In other words, banned.
They just made up that term in 2017, I read.
2017?
It used to be, before that, buried deep in scholarly weather research papers. But like the National Meteorological Agency made it an official term 6 years ago. And that's why it suddenly turned up.
So the problem was, we went along with the scientists and the climatologists last fall and said it's probably going to be a La Nina winter, drier than normal. What happened? So they sent this reporter out there. And my favorite is UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain. We don't know yet why we got all these storms. It could be anything from prepare yourself for this, the Tungay-Hunga-Hahapai volcanic eruption last spring, which I think is Hawaii, which injected a record-breaking amount of water vapor into the stratosphere in a way that's not represented well in seasonal forecasts. No, he's seriously excited.
No, I saw that.
The Hunga-Tunga-Hunga-Hahapai.
You know what? They cannot accept that there is no way to predict weather that far ahead.
Exactly.
There isn't. It's impossible. We don't know enough.
But they're paid to do this, so they have to come up with something.
Right. So now they're flopping around, pulling up a volcano that nobody's heard of. It's like, okay, it's the volcano that did it. Maybe it is. I don't know. But the thing is, they had the volcano happened before that. They just never thought that the moisture would be involved in producing these storms. And they still don't know if that's true, but they have to throw out something.
It could also be an unusual transition from La Nina to El Nino. Wow, caught us by surprise. We predicted dry, cooler, and instead we got really wet. Or, he added, this is a good one, it just could be random bad luck. In a sense, good luck, right? They talked about how we needed the rain.
What I noticed in the story...
But of course, by the end, they're saying, everything's going to be wetter now. The wets are going to be wetter. The dries are going to be drier.
They can't say...
Citing Gavin Newsom again.
They can't say that because they don't know what caused this.
Of course not.
If they think it's a volcano, they ended up with a wet La Nina year, which isn't supposed to happen. So they have no idea what caused this, except you've had wet winters before like this. This is not unheard of. In fact, we had significantly more rain than this as recently as 2005. And we had more rain than this in 1998. And 1993 was a big rain year.
They tried Chad Hecht, a research and operations meteorologist at the Center for Western Weather and Water Extremes. John, do you know that place, the Center for Western Weather and Water Extremes?
I've never heard of it.
It's at the Scripps Institution.
I'm sure it's a fine organization.
He tried to explain it because many of these atmospheric rivers came from further south, and they moved slowly after making landfall and came later in the season than prior years. But couldn't really explain it, just wanted to say what seemed to have happened.
Right. They can describe it after the fact. Anybody can do that. What happened? Well, here's what happened. Why it happened? Who the hell knows? They only have records going back into the late 1800s. They only have satellite data for this kind of stuff since the 1990s.
On top of that, California had its fifth coldest March in 129 years. Now, this is where we always like to say weather records should really go back a lot further than that. But this is also something that surprised the idiots at the El Segundo Times, because they like to report that, last March was one of the warmest Marches in the history of the city. In fact, last year's March was the 11th warmest. And that fits with where they go with all the stories that we're not going to get any water and we're going to get warmer temperatures. I don't know. This winter came along and we got tons of water. We got a really cold March. What do you do with that?
It's random. And if you look...
Exactly.
If you look at the... I think we have 130 or 150 years or so of weather records. I think it goes back to the 1870s. You'll see there's a lot of randomness like that. And the only line in these stories that made any sense is the way it's always worked ever since we settled as a modern society is California gets most of its usable water from just a few years' worth of rain. There is not a steady, reliable rainfall.
The wets are going to get wetter.
Well, except they're not.
What you just said is that's usually what happens. It's usually the pattern. We just get a lot of our water from one rainy period.
And so you
that could go back hundreds of years.
Okay, because before 1870, there aren't any records. And there weren't that many people, just the scattered indigenous tribes. And this may shock a lot of people, but the earth is not set up to accommodate where we decide to live. So we don't know what California's climate was like, 100,000 years ago or 500,000 years ago, right? We have no idea. Maybe it was very wet. Maybe it was cold. I don't know. The glaciers went all the way down to Yosemite, right? That's how come you have the canyons and the mountains of Yosemite. It's from the glaciers coming in and then receding and carving all that land. So obviously at some point it was extremely cold all the way down through Northern California, extremely cold to produce glaciers. So the whole history of the Earth's weather doesn't exist. We don't know what it is. And so we decided to populate Southern California because it's really a pretty attractive area. But we had to create this massive, complicated water relocation system to go from Northern California to Southern California and to start sucking out the Colorado River. That took many, many, many years and an enormous amount of money to build so that we could live here. But it naturally is not a place people should be living by the tens of millions. So this thing is like, oh, we're having a drought. Oh, we don't have enough water. That's man-made panic. Yeah, of course we don't have enough water. We're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to be here by the tens of millions.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
But don't be Gavin Newsom. We have a little bit of audio next hour. He did an interview with the woman with the weird name, Jen Psaki. Remember her? She used to be the spokeshole.
Former Biden spokeshole.
Yeah, she's now got a show on MSNBC that nobody watches. But anyway, part of his tour, not running for president, but really is running for president, he made some odd comments, and there's a strategy he's pulling off here. He's trying to actually push anybody interested towards Donald Trump. That may not make sense to you, but it does when we unravel it. Coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. Also, later on in the show, there's an update for Huntington Beach. As you know, they've been defying the state, speaking of Newsom and the legislature, and not building more than 10,000 new homes. They want to keep Huntington Beach as it is, a quiet, so maybe not always quiet, but single-family home beach community. They don't want to change the character by building all those units because 13,000 homes could bring multiple more people to the town, and that's not what they want. So the city council recently voted to reject building those homes. There has been a response from Governor Newsom and the Attorney General Rob Bonta. We'll be talking to the city attorney for Huntington Beach, Michael Gates, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour here on the John and Ken Show. Well, now we turn to a story that may not seem important, but it just tells you where the world is going with artificial intelligence. Although I didn't really know this till I saw this story. You probably know when you often order Chinese food that you do get a couple of fortune cookies thrown in there, right?
Mm.
And some people still open them. Either they eat them or they just want to see the fortune inside.
They're never right.
Yeah, the funny thing about
their predictions are always wrong.
They're pretty generic.
They said
they're just sayings. I get disappointed when they're sayings. They're not always fortunes.
I opened one last year. It said we're going to have a dry winter. I mean, who needs this? Who needs this?
Ta-da, bump. Very good. Timely. Well, here's the problem. In the fortune cookie industry, most of those fortunes are actually written by people. But now we have a large production company which has decided to use AI. It's called ChatGPT to potentially generate a limitless inventory of new fortune cookie messages. And that just has people in the industry up in arms. How could that be? It's been such a tradition that these are actually written by people. The company at that we're talking about here, one company is Charles Lee. He's the owner and chief executive of something called Winfar Foods, Inc. out of Chicago. He has drawn on Chinese proverbs and popular sayings to write thousands of messages that go into the cookies. He and his 80-year-old father-in-law spent long hours coming up with lines that are clever but brief to fit on that small ribbon of paper. He now supplies fortune cookies to more than 11,000 restaurants around the country. And he says he sometimes has to bring in outside copywriters. However, Open Fortune Inc., a New York-based company that supplies printed messages to well over a dozen fortune cookie factories around the world, has started to use the AI technology to write the messages. Making up the sayings in the cookies is a vigorous line of work. By some estimates, 3 billion fortune cookies are made by factories around the world every year. But almost all of them are written by fortune cookie factory owners and their families.
They reuse the messages, right?
They do.
They can't come up with 3 billion fortune messages a year.
They do. The example in the story is that they try to stick several thousand of new messages in there a year just to try to make sure that a customer doesn't get the same message in a short period of time. I mean, I can tell by looking at them that they're all along the same lines too, right? I don't really say much things. Like, well, here's one. The love of your life is right around the corner. How about that?
That always upsets wives, though. If you read that out loud during dinner, it's like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah, that wasn't meant for me if you're already married with somebody and the love of your life is not sitting across from you.
It's
right
like,
now.
Honey, I got to go. There's something better down the block there.
All right, how about you will soon have a delightful encounter with a stranger who will add a pinch of spice to your life.
Oh, wow.
And that was actually written by the artificial intelligence, the one I just read. They use an algorithm.
Yeah, well, what artificial intelligence does is they call it scraping. They go through the entire internet looking for examples of fortune cookie sayings and proverbs and self-help guru crap. And then they just in seconds produce what a fortune cookie phrase should sound like. You know, a certain number of words, certain rhythm to it. So that's what artificial intelligence does. It just does everything quicker. Like you said, the guy who has his company, he goes through Chinese proverbs and, you know, other sources of Chinese wisdom or Asian wisdom. Well, the computer can do that in a fraction of a second. So right. You don't need that guy spending all day and night looking through the book of Proverbs.
One of the ones I recognize, only because sometimes I actually look at the wrapper. I'm not sure if it's Panda Express. It's one of them. Wonton Food Inc. Has a network that supplies more than 40,000 restaurants nationwide. They've written their own fortune cookie messages since the 1970s. They have a database of 15,000 messages, and they swap in and out roughly 5,000 every year, as I mentioned, to lower the odds of you getting the same fortune twice.
Do people get upset if they get the same fortune twice? They remember?
No. If you've got it 2 days in a row, you might. I don't think
you've got to eat a lot of Chinese food to get the same fortune twice.
I know people that save them. Let's see the little numbers on the fortune. Yeah, they save them because they think they're lottery winners. I know people that do that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So rather than get the one that's spit out by the machine randomly, they actually have to fill out that card with the numbers that they're picking so that they get their lucky numbers.
Yeah, that works better. Yeah, there's such a thing
as
lucky numbers.
Once a year, I think there's a story of some guy somewhere in the United States who did that and wins something.
Right. Well, if you sell billions of tickets, sure, that's going to happen once in a while.
Right.
There are no lucky numbers. It doesn't matter if you use all your birthday numbers.
Yeah. So the sad part is, you know, the story is basically about how they feel like in the fortune cookie industry, everything's going to be replaced by artificial intelligence. The thing is programmed so that it does not, so that it avoids offensive or unhinged output. Just in case, you know, the messages make.
See, now that would be fun. If you got unhinged fortune cookie messages, like if I ran a Chinese restaurant, that's what I would do. I'd make up all sides of unhinged offensive messages. You know how popular.
A friend of mine did this as an elaborate prank. She told me these stories a long time ago. They were going to have like a company lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she and somebody else actually bought empty fortune cookies, managed to pull the messages out, and then they put in really nasty ones. And it was things like, you're going to die today. Or... it didn't go over so well.
Really?
Because people believed it. It didn't look like the fortune cookie was tainted, and they opened it, and they're like, what?
That makes it even funnier.
Someone's going to slam you in the head with a crowbar soon. See the evil channel playing? He finds this prank very funny.
Yes, and doubly funny because people got upset.
I was amazed if they pulled it off. They couldn't tell that it had been tampered with. She goes, no. We did it. Yeah. We really did it very... It took like weeks for them to pull this off.
That's a...
All right, we got more coming up.
Got a lot of free time.
John and Ken, KFI AM640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.